Let's give all glory, all praise to Jesus, all together. Yes, Lord, we praise you because you are good. You are good all the time. You are kind. You have set us free. Jesus, there's no one like you. We praise you. You are the Prince of Peace.
Your goodness knows no end. the goodness of God.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord. For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness. Can you move from that? I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. Oh, my dear, I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will see the goodness. Why? Close like no other.
some of you may be wondering, hey, why are these people so joyful? Why are they dancing and shouting? This is not a normal behavior, isn't it? You know, you don't see people out on the streets doing that. And really, you know, we need to focus in on what Jesus has done for us. You know, Austin began by reading about the sacrifice that David offered. You remember? Yeah? They were bringing the ark into the city of Jerusalem, and they took six steps and they sacrificed an ox and they went up. You know, in the Old Testament, they sacrificed bulls and goats and calves and all these things. And in fact, if you look at every religion in the world, there is some kind of sacrifice that is required. Would you agree with me?
Yes.
There is some kind of sacrifice, because people know that inherently we are sinners and there is a holy God. And in order to bridge that gap, there needs a sacrifice. Right? But what we are rejoicing about is that Jesus became the sacrifice for us. In Hebrews chapter 9, it says, you know, what Jesus did. He says in verse 12, he did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves. Yeah? But he entered the most holy place that's in heaven once and for all by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. Wow. So we are rejoicing and dancing because of what Jesus has done for us. So he sacrificed his own blood so that today no more sacrifice is necessary. All right? Because our sacrifices can't do anything. But his sacrifice. And just a couple of other verses that says there in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22 says, in fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Yeah? To get forgiveness from God, blood has to be shed. That's the eternal law. Every religion follows that, all right? Some sacrifice. But what Jesus did is he sacrificed his own blood. And if you look at verse 27, it says, verse 26 of chapter 9. Then Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world, but now he has appeared once for all at the end of ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. Just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Hallelujah. If you don't know about the sacrifice this morning, this is your moment to say, Jesus, I believe in what you've done. I receive that sacrifice. Right? In Romans 8:1, it says, therefore, there is no condemnation now for those who are in Christ Jesus. That means at the end of time, when Jesus comes, not to bear sin, but to receive those who have believed in him, you know, that's a glorious time. If you've put your trust in him, you'll be with him forever. Your sins are forgiven. But those who have not done that, you will have to bear your sin. And that is the most horrible thing. And so we are rejoicing this morning because we are not under condemnation. Hallelujah.
That's why we sing. You know, doctors say that two things are critical for wounds to heal. The first thing is to leave it open and uncovered for it to dry and to heal that wound. So stop covering up that wound and let it heal. The second thing that's critical for it to heal is for the blood to flow, the bleeding. It's important for bleeding to wash out that wound. So when you come to church or get together with people of God, let that wound bleed and let the blood of Jesus flow through it. So uncover that wound and let the blood of Jesus flow.
I just feel like there is promise in the atmosphere. And I want to read from Hebrews 6, 17 onwards. It says, "So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie." Let this truth sink in. It is impossible for God to lie. "We who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope that is set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." I believe that there is promise in the atmosphere this morning, and I believe it is for us to reach out, because we are the heirs of his promise and of his purposes. And I just want to break this lie that you think that God lies. God doesn't lie. All his promises are yes and amen. And so we are going after, we are taking hold of this promise. What is this promise? Eternal life. If you believe in Jesus this morning, eternal life is your promise, that you're not an orphan, you're an adopted son or daughter of heaven. Okay, the truth is that goodness and mercy is following us all the days of our life. So we need to stand in that truth. God does not lie.
Sing with me.
Let the yes of heaven be the amen on the earth. Let the yes of heaven be the amen on the earth. We'll say, Yeah.